Scared money don't make money.
You think you're so hot. Put your money where your mouth is.
And that's why you're listening to the 12 Game Parlay Podcast.
It is showtime!
With Gabe Tone and Stone.
Hey.
Pulls up three-pointer. Bang! Bang!
Ante up, boys.
You can! Put it on the board! Yes!
That's right. It's us. You are at the right place at the right time. Usually they only say that in church. But now we're saying it when you're gambling. It is the 12 Game Parlay Podcast with your boys Gabe Tone and Stone. What up?
Hey, what up, Gabe?
Chilling, man. We didn't win on Friday. I think we knew we weren't going to win. That's why we only put $10 on it.
Yeah, I think what really turned me off to that parlay was the Browns. And now, as we saw, we know why.
Yeah, man. I mean, we knew. We had a feeling. But, you know, man, we had some. Hopefully you guys made some money over the first NFL weekend of the season. And we're going to try to make you some more money. All right, so let's jump right into it. You put money on a player prop. We call this the Chi-Town. Player prop of the day. Tom, what we got?
I miss this man every time I see him in a Yankees jersey. I'm talking about Anthony Rizzo. Playing today against the Twins in New York at 1 o'clock. Does Anthony Rizzo get two hits today against the Twins? Am I asking for too much here?
No, not at all. I don't know if he's... we're going to answer first. We know those are the rules.
Yep.
The answer is no. He's not going to get two hits versus the Twins. But if you... Now I get to the part to make you more sad. Did you see the picture with Anthony Rizzo and Javi Baez hugging each other during the Subway Series?
Yeah.
It's like in the breakup, you lost all the friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't even hang out with your homies no more.
It's how, like, was I exiled? All I ever did was love and care. Like,
right. You're like, what's going on? Why? Right. I thought we were a we, not a you guys. But yeah, I mean, the reality is this, right? Rizzo, little is expected from him on the Yankees team, right? Be a run producer. Get a hit when some guys are on base. And if he does just that, which is where I think his lone hit will come from, then I think he's going to end up hitting the under on that one.
You know what? I'm looking at who the Twins have going out there today against the Yankees, and it's John Gant, who's 1-3, 4.85 ERA. I know the Yankees lost a heartbreaker yesterday against the Mets. Francisco Lindor had a monster game. Three runs.
Had a smack fest.
Yep, three runs in a game. So, I already broke the rule. I'm sorry, Gabe. I'm going to go with Rizzo gets two hits today against John Gant and the Twins.
Listen, your homer heart still beats for him. That's why you're thinking that.
Oh, come on.
Hopefully it's not beating for you guys out there. All right, enough of the Chi-Town player. Let's make our way into the bag, man. This is what we do each and every podcast. So there's countless amounts of games happening in the sports world. And what Tone does is reaches in the bag, pulls off four so that we can discuss and hopefully make you some money.
We're on the topic of baseball, so let's keep it going. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Toronto Blue Jays today at 6 o'clock in Toronto. You have Colin McHugh on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays, Alek Manoah on the mound for the Blue Jays. The over-under in this one is 9 runs. The money line is -130 for the Blue Jays, +120 for the Rays. And the Blue Jays are favored by 1.5 runs in this one.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the 1.5.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay with the 1.5 and the under.
Really?
I think that, you know, Toronto, I don't know. They're just that wishy-washy middle-of-the-road team. So I don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off, even though they're at home, even though Manoah's pitching. So I'm still going... I want that one run, though. I mean, that 1.5. So even if they lose 4-3, I could still win. So I'm taking the 1.5 and then the under for sure.
I'm going to go with the Blue Jays. Just because the Blue Jays are at home. Blue Jays actually have won 4 in a row. Against the Orioles. They won yesterday 22-7. They won the day before 11-2. And they won that same game. 11-10.
Wait,
they lost the first game.
22-7. I saw it when it was 10-7 in like the sixth inning. So I just assumed they were gonna lose.
Oh, you must have confused them for a football score.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So I think the Blue Jays are on a hot streak. I think they're gonna keep it going. The Blue Jays are leading the wild card right now. Right now, if the playoffs were to start tomorrow, it'd be the Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox playing in Toronto.
The Yankees will be out of it?
The Yankees are out of it by a game. The Blue Jays have come back into the playoff picture. They've won three games in a row. I'm sorry, I've counted wrong the first time. Three games in a row. They're coming off a pretty good series. Scored 22 yesterday. They know what's on the line here. So I'm definitely taking the Blue Jays today. Would I take the 1.5? No, I would probably take the money line because I think it is going to be a one run win from the Blue Jays. All right, let's talk about the Padres and the San Francisco Giants playing at 8 o'clock tonight. On the mound for the Padres is Yu Darvish, who hasn't had the best season so far. And he's taking on Dominic Leone of the Giants. The Giants are favored by 1.5 runs. The money line is -105 for the Giants, -105 for the Padres, and the over-under this one is 8 runs.
Now, I know the Padres didn't do so well against the Dodgers over the weekend, so it's going to be tough for them to go up against another hard-hitting team like the Giants, man. But my heart of hearts tells me don't bet against the Giants because they're just too damn good. So I'm going Giants. It's in San Diego?
No, they're San Francisco, yeah.
It's in San Francisco. Yeah, even more of a reason to take San Fran. So I'm taking San Fran, and then the over-under is what? One more time?
The over-under is 8 runs.
So it's in San Francisco. So I'm taking the Giants, and I'm taking the over. Seems simple enough for me, man. I just think that these kinds of games, I try to put myself in the position of the players. Like, are you thinking this is a playoff-type game, and therefore I'm going to give it my all? Or, you know, I don't want to give this team my all because I might see them in the playoffs. And I would like to think it's the former rather than the latter. And, you know, a team like San Fran, who's been proving people wrong all season long, I think they're just going to continue to do so, man. They got some really good bats. I believe they're like third in the league in runs scored. So I'm saying San Fran in the over, easy money. I feel like that's easy money right there.
Think so? Man, I might have to disagree.
I don't know.
This
tell
one.
Me the opposite.
Just because of desperation. I'm gonna go with the Padres. As far as the over-under, they're both great hitting teams. I'm going to go with the over. Plus, Yu Darvish on the mound, so you may never know. He could be good you or bad you.
The problem is, you know who the Padres, you know the Padres remind me of?
Who?
The Cleveland Browns. You know, it's like people want them to be so good, right? Mm-hmm. But but fans can't will you to greatness. You have to actually play the game and get hits and strike people out. And I feel like that's what's going on. Like, people have been losing so much money on the Padres this season. And then it's because they keep thinking they're going to just beat every team. But they're just middle of the road like everybody else. You know what they are? They're the White Sox of like 2 years ago or last year where it's like, we're good, but we're not that good. So maybe like next year or the year after is when you're going to see the Padres really competing. But right now, there's just a clear-cut difference between the top teams and how well they perform and then the middle of the road, middle of the pack that comes behind them. I don't know. Don't you feel like the Padres are that kind of team? Like, oh, Tatis and oh, Yu Darvish and oh, the Padres are going to be good. And well, you see all these like rappers wearing their hats and stuff.
For some reason, they just they lose players in inopportune times. So they get hit with the injury bug at the worst moments. And plus they play in a division that's very tough. The San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers, keep in mind, are in their division, and those are the two. The Giants have 93 wins, the Dodgers have 91 wins, scrapping for a wild card spot.
But they're not against the Padres. I mean, there's not all them games, all them victories in against the Padres.
Yeah,
you know
but a lot of those games are played within your division too. It's a tough competition. That's why I can't discredit them. But here's my other point too. The Padres are tied with Cincinnati for the last playoff spot in the wild card.
Ooh.
So that's why I'm saying, out of pure desperation, I think the Padres know what time it is. The Giants, you know, 93 wins. They have the best.
But let's be honest, though, the Giants don't want to see the Padres in the playoffs.
I mean,
so if you can take care of a team right now. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to cut out here to jump to my side. I'm just trying to prove my point why I think that the San Francisco Giants are going to win. But, you know, did you hear about the drama between Stephen A. and why am I drawing a blank right now? Yeah. Did you hear the drama between Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, like what Stephen A. said? He explained it beautifully, and it really is a lesson on media personalities and the way to approach reporting or even something like this, our podcast. He said, Max Kellerman just did what I just tried to do to you. He goes, Max Kellerman is always trying to get people to change their mind and see his view. Mm. He said, I just tell people how I feel. Point blank, period. And that's my stance. He's like, and so the reason why the chemistry didn't work is because we could never debate properly because I would say my side and Max would always try to change my mind. And instead of just arguing his side, he's like, and so it just made for some uncomfortable moments. And so, again, good lesson for us. Good lesson for everybody that's out there. You know what I mean? Hey, be strong in your stance. Giants, over.
All right, third game in the bag, Gabe. We're talking about Monday Night Football. Baltimore Ravens taking on the Las Vegas Raiders in Vegas tonight at 7 o'clock. The Ravens are favored by 4 points. The over-under is 50.5, and the money line is plus 170 for the Raiders. The Ravens are minus 200.
Now, okay, I'm going to get it out the way. I'm taking the Ravens and the points. I might even move it to like 6.5. And one more time, over-under.
50.5.
Might move it to 6.5. And when it comes to the over-under, I'm going to go under. I don't think Las Vegas Raiders are going to be able to put up enough points against the Baltimore defense. So I think it's going to be definitely a game where they win by 7, but I don't think they're going to be able to put up enough to hit that over. Lamar Jackson, I mean, as we've seen in the first week of the playoff or week of the season, it's like teams are coming out fresh, aren't they? They're looking crispy, not the Bears, but everybody else is looking crispy. And you know, the offense is looking right, defense is moving around, you know, and both teams are doing a good job putting the ball in the end zone. So I could see that. Now, when it comes to the Raiders, I feel like they're just such a, you're just not sure what you're going to get with that team. You know what I mean? Like, are you going to get, you know, Josh Jacobs scoring and I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Derek Carr?
Quarterback for the Raiders. Are you going to get Josh Jacobs, like, running well, or are you going to get Carr, you know, throwing the ball? Is Darren Waller going to have a great game? You know, I'm in a fantasy football league where I'm winning by 20 points, and the guy got Darren Waller left. So I'm hoping he doesn't have a good game today. So maybe I'm just biased a little bit. But what do you think? Do you think that it's going to be a blowout, or do you think it's going to be a close game?
I'm going with the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson is electric, and I would take him at least by a touchdown. I would take him at least by a touchdown. Yeah. I think the Raiders, I just don't know. I can't trust them. And plus, like, it's the beginning. It's the first game of the year, so even if they are good, they might not come out as strong this week. I just think Lamar Jackson's just so ready, man. He's one of those players that, you know, he's going to bring it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't care what week it is, what's his record, who's on his team. As you saw, both his running backs got hurt, and they had to pick up Le'Veon Bell. He don't care about none of that stuff, bro. That's all that is just details to him. Because he's going to bring his A-game regardless.
Right. They picked up Latavius Murray from the Saints squad.
Yep.
And, you know, they seem like they picked up everybody. But, I mean, they're going to be fine. The offense isn't predicated around around the run. You know, the running with Lamar Jackson is important, and, you know, they've been known to rotate running backs in and out. So it's not like they have a workhorse that they're going to be riding, or they were riding, I'm saying, and they have to change up the game plan. So, I mean, it's going to be fun to see some Monday Night Football. Didn't it feel good to watch football this weekend?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. I missed it so much. And plus,
I had such a smile on my face.
Last game in the bag, Gabe. We're not gonna be able to talk about it, but it's gonna be going down later this week on Thursday. The Giants taking on the Washington football team. I keep wanting to say their old name. That's happening on 7 o'clock Thursday night. In this one, the Washington football team, believe it or not, are favored by 3.5 points. The money line in this one is minus 200 for Washington, plus 170 for the Giants, and the over under is 41 points.
You know, you lose Ryan Fitzpatrick, you got Heineke in there. I'm going to say the Giants, and I'm going to take like -2.5 just in case they win, just because they're probably going to win by field goal. So if you put it to -2.5, I'm sure the number's crazy right there.
Yeah.
I'm taking Giants 2.5 and then the under. I don't even remember what you said the over-under was, but I'm taking the under anyway. It's going to be an ugly game. Thursday nights always have like difficulty scoring points.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go under there. But let's be real, right? You got Saquon. You saw, you know, some of these guys do well. And Daniel Jones. I mean, I don't think they're a great team by any means.
No.
But I just think the Washington football team is overhyped. I made a lot of money by betting the Los Angeles Chargers over the weekend because I couldn't believe they were plus money to bet them. I'll put a parlay. It was them, the Eagles, and it was one other underdog team that I picked that won. Them, the Eagles, I think it was Detroit to cover.
Oh, Detroit?
No. I lost that game. It was the Tigers, the Lions to cover. But it's like, to me, it was obvious because I just said to myself, well, the Washington football team is just not that good, you know? And so, I think that, you know, even though it's an inter-division matchup, I just feel like, don't you feel like Giants are just a better team than the Washington football team?
They have more talent, for sure. For sure they do. Especially on the offense side of the ball, you got Kenny Galladay. Yes, you still have Saquon, whether, you know, regardless of how you feel about him and his injury, it's still Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones can have good moments, Danny Dimes, as they would call him. But
right.
I think in this game, I would actually take the money line on the Giants.
There you go.
It's plus money. Giants to me didn't have their way against Denver because Denver's such a good defensive team.
Teddy Bridgewater is good. He's a good game manager. So it's not like they were making, you know, stupid mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
So, no, and plus, our dear old friend Vic Fangio is still the coach of that team. So you know the defense is going to be tight on Saquon. They weren't going to let Saquon beat them that game.
Right. So, okay, well, over under, though. Giants.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. I don't think Washington's going to put up a lot of points in this one.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one.
Especially because they don't even know who's going to be their quarterback that day.
You know, Cam Newton might be there by Wednesday. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. It could be Cam Newton.
They've been waiting for that.
I can't even name you their backup. I don't know who their backup is.
Heinicke right now. Yeah, or you know who I really hope they call? The Chicago Bears to come get Nicky Foles. Let's go. All right. Time to wrap up the bag, make our way over to the mystery bet of the day. You know, we're used to talking about baseball and football, but maybe we're not so used to talking specifics about this next sport.
I'm going to keep it hometown, Gabe. So, DC United's taking on the Chicago Fire. On Wednesday. Yeah, on Wednesday at 6:30. Money line on this one is -143 for DC United, +380 for the Chicago Fire, and +295 for the tie. Over-under's 2.5 goals.
Damn. I'm going to say, I'm going to predict the correct score, 2-1.
I like that.
DC United.
Yeah, Chicago Fire is not very good.
Not very good. They can score. It might be 1-0, but or maybe I'm like 2 bets. 1-0 and then 2-1 correct score only. Because -140 is just not enough. And then you could pick the Chicago Fire, but then you'll be upset if they lose and then, you know, you're chasing the plus money, you know what I'm saying? And then the draw is like, well, are they gonna score a goal?
Well, yeah, the number one thing, because yeah, the tie looks enticing, but I think the fact that Chicago Fire cannot defend, they always give up a goal,
right?
But and then it comes down to can they score a goal,
right? So I feel like they'll score one because if DC United's only -143 against the Chicago Fire, that must mean that they're not great either. So that's why I could see Chicago Fire scoring a goal, but I could see them giving up two. So that'd be it. That'd be an interesting one. What you got? Are you taking DC United? Are you taking over? What's up?
Yeah, I actually liked what you said. 2-1. If I were going to go for a predicted score, it'd be that 2-1.
See, that's where the mystery bet comes in. It's fun because you can just kind of play with it a little bit. Just throw $5 on it, just in case. All right, man. Enough of the mystery betting. Now, time to the money making. We call it the perfect parlay. We take three bets that we've been talking about throughout the podcast. We pair them together so that way we can make a little bit more money than the average single bet. And today we got Tone doing it.
Yeah.
What we got, Tone? What are three, homie?
All right. So I get the feeling you're not gonna like mine, but I'm gonna go for it anyway. All right. So first of all, I'm taking the Blue Jays. Blue Jays at home. I think that's a good bet. I'm taking money line.
Okay, so Tampa Bay Rays against a team with the best record in the American League.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Blue Jays at home. Desperation time. Desperation time. Who's more desperate?
Okay.
Obviously, Tampa Bay is not that desperate, but yeah, Blue Jays are desperate. They want to stay in the playoffs. All right. Moving on. Then I'm going to pick the Baltimore Ravens. I'm going to move this, actually, because right now it's at minus four. So I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens by at least a touchdown. All right. So Baltimore Ravens at 6.5, -6.5, +128. So I'm going with that one. And I'm just so happy football's back. I'm gonna keep it football. So I'm actually gonna take the plus money on the Giants, +160 today. Our odds come out to be 931, which means a $100 bet wins us $1,031. But since it is us, Gabe, We'll put in the dub, and the dub comes out to 206.
Okay, I'm with that. Put in a dub for me. I'm ready. And then we'll make that happen. All right. You heard the bet. If it sounded enticing to you, maybe just take a couple of them. Maybe you don't have to take all three, but you know what they say, you can't get it unless you bet it. All right. We are the 12 Game Parlay Podcast. We'll holler at you guys next time for your boys, Dan, Tone, and Stan.
Hey. We out.